大概几个月前呢，我曾经接待过一个从大陆来的学生在我的家住。
A few months ago, I hosted a student from China in my house.
那么我早晨的时候呢，就送他去UFM 上课。
So in the morning, I take him to the University of Minnesota to take his classes.
开车从贝里往西边走的时候，就经过贝里跟 Woodland 这个 stop sign。
So we drove from Bailey and we stopped at we passed by the stop sign by Bailey and Woodland.
他见到的时候很惊奇。
When he saw that, he was very surprised.
他称赞我们美国人真的有礼貌，每一个人都停在这边，让其他人先走，自己才走的。
He was so surprised that people would actually stop in the stop sign to allow the other ones to pass prior to moving forward.
我就解释给他听。
Right, so I explained to him.
这个叫 four-way stop.
This is called four-way stop.
就是呢，先停车的人呢是先离开。
So the one who actually get there first can go first.
那么他听完以后呢，他就说了。
So after he heard that, he said.
在大陆一定不行。
This will never work in China.
因为车子都不会停下来的，都是一直走的。
So no cars will stop and will just go right through.
你知道交通规则呢，是一些我们人定下来的协议去让我们去很和谐的相处。
So you know that traffic rules are The regulation men set aside so that we can live harmoniously.
如果我们人人听从的时候呢，我们就不会发生意外。
So if we all follow that, there will not be any accidents.
但是如果有人不听的时候呢，早晚呢，我们会发生意外。
So if there are people who do not obey, sooner or later we're going to get in trouble and they can do accidents.
如果我们开车是有交通的规则，
So when we're driving, we have the regulations.
使我们不会撞车。
So we won't have any driving accidents.
那么我们人与人相交的时候，有没有一些规则我们可以遵守呢？
So are there any regulations for human interaction so that we can follow accordingly?
所以我们与人相处的时候呢，不会发生冲突。
So when we interact with between people, there will not be any conflicts.
在亚伯拉罕成长当中呢，他面对人际关系的一些冲突。
So when throughout the life of Abraham, he ran into a lot of conflicts between people.
你知道人与人之间的冲突，如果你不去解决它的时候呢，就好像一个自食的炸弹一样。
If we do not resolve the human conflicts, it's almost like a time bomb.
有一天呢，它会爆起来的。
One day it would explode.
那么呢，我们今天看十三章的时候呢，就是自在到亚伯拉罕面对一个冲突的时候，他怎么去解决呢
？And today in the book of Genesis chapter 13, we see that when Abraham ran into this conflict, how did he resolve it?
他把一个很紧张的一个关系呢，变成一个很和谐的一个关系。
He actually transformed a very nervous situation into a harmonious one.
我们先来看呢，就是创世纪的第一到第七章。第一节到第七节。
We will now first look at the verse 1-7.
这边呢是讲到呢这个冲突是什么产生的。
We talk about how the conflicts came about.
其实这个原因呢很简单的。
Actually, the reason is very simple.
就是因为他们的资源有限。
Because their resource is limited.
第二节里面讲到了亚伯兰的金银生出极多。
In the verse 2, we talk about Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and then silver and gold.
在第五到第六节的时候呢，就谈到呢与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷，哪地容不下他们？因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居。
And also talked about in verse 5 that Lot was also had a lot of flocks and herds and tents. So the land could not support them while they stayed together. For the possession was so great, they were not able to stay together.
因为他们的资源很有限, 所以他们就不能同居, 就产生一个冲突。
So because their resource is limited, then therefore they cannot stay together and create a conflict.
你知道对一个游牧民族来说呢, 草地跟水源呢, 差不多就是他们的生命。
So you see that for the hermetic type, nomadic type of people, they actually need to rely on the resource for water and land.
所以呢，当时呢，他们的工人呢，亚伯兰的工人跟罗德的工人呢，就为到他们的可能就是这些草地。 跟水呢,
so they were quarreling between the Abram's herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen.
我们, 很多时候真的, 都是因为呢,
so a lot of times when we actually had conflict because the resource is limited.
你知道呢, 夫妻, 争吵最长的问题是什么?
Do you know what is the greatest number one problem between husband and wife?
你猜猜?
In terms of conflict? You guess.
钱呢?
Money.
不但是钱呢, 就你怎么用钱呢? 用在哪里啊? 这个是常常就是夫妻, 争吵的原因。
It's not just money, it's how to use the money.
还有呢, 就是另外一个问题, 就是时间啊。
Another problem is time.
就是你一个星期工作五天,
you work 5 days a week.
那么你剩下来的时间，你要怎么花你剩下来的时间呢？
How do you spend the time that's left over?
你要花在自己身上啊。
You spend on yourself.
花在你太太身上啊。
On your wife.
你的儿女身上啊。
Your children.
还有就是你房子身上啊。
Your house.
这些就成为你怎么用你的时间呢？成为一个很敏感的一个问题。
How do you use your time is a sensitive issue.
还有一样东西呢，就是我们怎么做确定。
And also another one is how do you make the decisions.
因为很多时候呢，你做的确定呢，要不然呢，你就是选你的确定。
A lot of times the decision become your decision.
发觉呢，是他的确定。
Or his or her decision.
不能两个确定都同时发生。
And that both decisions cannot take place at the same time.
那么就好像一个有限的 资源一样的, 两个人呢就争起来了。
It's just like a limited resource, two people may end up arguing.
很多人呢不去管它。
A lot of people just don't ignore that.
但是你要知道你的冲突 越来越久的时候呢, 将来的破坏呢, 就会越来越大。
If the conflict is not resolved, the damage will be greater later on.
我们有一个朋, Henry 刚刚从香港来的, 可能有记得有一段新闻在今年1月份的一段新闻呢。
Henry just came from Hong Kong. Perhaps you will know that there's some news that actually happened in the early in the year in January.
就是一对父母呢，为到他的女儿小学去念哪一间小学呢吵起来。A parent
were arguing about where their children, the daughter, where to go to school. They were arguing.
原本呢，他们是星期六到茶楼里面去吃点心的。Originally
they were going to a restaurant to eat, have some dim sum on a Saturday morning.
走的时候呢，就吵起来了，为了这个题目。They
were arguing about this topic before they left.
那么太太就很生气地讲一句话。The
the wife was very angrily stated the following.
你信不信我把女儿从这里 抛下去？
Do you believe that I'm going to throw the daughter down to from the apartment?
那么这个丈夫就说，如果你够胆，你就试试看啊。
The husband would say, if you have the nerve, you go do it.
那么就没有理他。
Just ignore her.
过了一阵子，他就听到一个很大的响声。
After a while, he heard a loud bang.
原来他的太太真的把他的女儿呢，抛下街下，自己也跳下去死掉。
And she actually threw the daughter down the building, and also she jumped down herself.
冲突如果我们不去解决它的时候呢，其实是影响我们很大的。
Conflicts, if it's not resolved, can impact us greatly.
那么冲突应该是怎么去解决呢？
And how to resolve conflicts?
一般人呢，解决呢都是几个方法了。
And most people resolve the conflicts in the following methods.
第一呢，就是以大吃小啊。
The first one is maybe perhaps based on seniority.
就是呢，如果你的权力比我大。
Perhaps if I have greater power than you.
你的钱比我多。
You have more money than me.
如果你比我松。
You're more angry.
那么我就听你啊。
Then I'll listen to you.
还有一个方法呢，我叫它五十五十。
Another method I call it 50-50.
这比较公平啊。
And more fair.
就是这一次你做确定。
This time you make the decision.
下一次我做这个确定。
Next time I'll make the decision.
但是呢，如果你选这个方法，一般都不能维持多久。
If you choose that method, the chances are you cannot last too long.
很快呢，有人就会埋怨。
And sooner or later, someone's going to complain.
就是你上次的确定比较大，我这一次的确定很小啊，所以不公平啊。
The last time you make the decision on a greater matter, and this time is a small matter, is not fair.
最后一个我想到呢，就是由天去确定了。
The third one is perhaps is by fate.
那么这意思就是抽签呢、啊。
That is to draw lot.
猜拳呢、啊。
Do paper, rock, scissors.
但是呢，后来总是有人埋怨的。
And sooner or later, someone's going to complain.
他说：“今天我运气不好。”
Today I have bad luck.
还有就是有人猜拳的作弊。
And are you cheating when you are doing the rock, paper, scissors?
所以这些方法其实可能暂时可以解决一下，但是长久以后呢，其实也是不是一个方法。
These can resolve the problem temporarily, but cannot do that long term.
亚伯拉罕呢？在这边叫亚伯兰呢，他没有用这些方法。
Abraham now he's called Abraham did not use these methods.
只是如果他要用以大治小这个方法呢，他是最有资格的。
If he uses the method of being to have the more seniority, he actually is more qualified.
因为圣经告诉我呢，我们呢，罗德是他的侄儿。
The scripture tells us that Lot is his cousin.
Nephew. 所以呢，亚伯拉罕的辈分是给罗德高的。
So, Abraham has a higher position compared to Lot.
还有呢，你知道啊，是神父叫亚伯拉罕出来的，罗德只是跟他一职。
And we see that God had called Abraham out, and actually Lot is just following him.
So land of
Canaan actually by right belonged to Abraham.
So Abraham, if he wants to say, this land is mine, he actually has the authority to say so.
So Abraham, if he says this land is mine, he actually absolutely has the authority to say so.
你们争吵的时候呢，有没有用这个以大治小的方法
？When you have argument, do you use this kind of seniority method?
你有没有说，弟兄们，你们有说，我是家里面的头啊
？Brothers, have you said that I'm the head of the household?
的确有圣经的根据啊。
There's a scripture reference to that.
但是呢，可不可以因为这个原因你就以大欺小呢？
Is it because of this reason that you assert this authority?
我想不可以。
I would say no.
的确，你可以这样子说。
For sure you can say so.
你可以因为这样子得到你希望的确定。
For sure, you can actually use that to reach the decision that you want.
但是当你兼职做的时候，就好像呢，你把你跟你的太太的关系里面，产生一个裂缝在中间。
If you do that, you'll create a gap between the you and your wife.
长期以下呢，总有一天呢，它会破裂。
Sooner or later, the gap is going to be fall apart.
其实亚伯拉罕明白人际关系的这一点。
Abraham understand the this particular aspect of human relations.
所以在第八节的时候呢，他就讲这句话。
So in verse 8, he said this.
亚伯兰对罗德说，你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。
Let's not have any quarrel between you and me, or between your herdsmen and mine, for we are brothers.
对亚伯兰来说，他与他罗德的关系彼此他的利益更重要。
To Abram, the relationship between him and Lot is far more important than his own personal benefit.
当我在家里面吵架的时候呢，我会问自己一个问题。
When I'm have a fight at home, I ask myself this question.
就是兼职吵架值不值得？
Is it worth it to have this kind of argument?
那句话说就是你为了自己的口味啊，为了自己的方便去吵架的时候，影响你跟你太太的关系，这个是不是一个聪明的选择呢？
Is it a wise choice to to have this conflict and actually to have better benefit and actually something that would benefit you? Is this argument worth it?
有的时候呢，我们需要坚持。
And in some cases, we need to insist on that.
但是不是为了自己的利益。
But it's not because of your own personal benefit.
好像呢，圣经提醒我们呢，就是你为了你的朋友，好像呢他做错事情呢，这些事情的时候，你会提醒他。
The scripture reminds us that actually because of your friend, you want to remind them.
所以呢，箴言里面说，当年的责备藏于背地的爱情。
So the prophets tell us that it actually is better to open rebuild than hidden love.
还有说，贴磨贴，磨出印来，朋友相梗也是如此。
As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another.
所以你看见，其实圣经是讲到你朋友之间的关系呢，其实是有摩擦的。
So the scripture tells us that between the relationship between friends, there are going to be conflicts.
但是有一些摩擦呢是好的。
There are certain conflicts, actually some conflicts are good.
因为呢，它会帮助你成为一个更好的一个人。
So because that this will help you to become a better person.
亚伯拉罕不用人的方法去解决他跟罗德的冲突。
Abraham did not use his man's method to resolve the conflicts between him and Lot.
那么他用什么方法呢？
Then what kind of method did he use?
我的就是今天的题目了。
And that is the topic of today.
就是以柔制刚。
It's you use the meek to resolve to beat the stronger one.
就是用你的温柔去对待这些刚硬的人。
So it's to use your meat to help soften the ones who are stubborn.
温柔呢，在我们社会里面呢，通常都是人形容这些女士的。
The meat in our society typically is used to describe the female attributes.
但是呢，在圣经里面却不是这样。
But that's not the case in the scripture.
摩西跟耶稣两个人呢，都曾经圣经形容他们是很温柔的人。
The scripture describes Jesus and Moses are two meek people persons.
我去翻圣经的字典的时候呢，他给我一个很有趣的一个解释。
Look up the scripture dictionary, it gives me a very interesting definition.
他是想到了温柔一个很重要的意思，就是不觉得自己是重要的。
And meek, a very important definition is that he is not considered himself to be important.
当你觉得自己很重要的时候，你就会坚持你的意见。
And when you actually consider yourself to be very important, that's when you insist on your opinion.
你会坚持你的权利。
You will insist on your rights.
但是一个混游的人呢，他会觉得别人比自己强，这是重要的意思。
It's one who is meek would consider others as more important. That is the definition.
当我想到了圣经里面一个温柔的人的时候呢，就好像我们开车见到这个优山一样。
And when we actually think about someone who is meek, it's almost when you're driving, you see the yield sign.
一个温柔的人呢，常常是让别人先的。
Someone who is meek will let others go first.
你看第九节的时候呢，你就看见亚伯拉罕呢的温柔了。
If you look at verse 9, you see the Abraham's meekness.
他说：“遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，我向左，你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。”
It's not the whole land before you. Let's part company. If you go to the left, I go to the right. If you go to the right, I go to the left.
亚伯拉罕这个做法呢，不是一个。五十五十的一个做法。
This is what Abraham used is not a 50-50 methodology.
因为如果你了解以色列的地理呢，你就知道呢，以色列是一个不是一块平地。
If you recognize the land of Israel, you see that it's not a piece of flat land.
它的平地只在它的四边靠海岸的地方。
The flat land is only on the west side, where it's actually close to the sea.
如果你一直往东走到这个约旦河的时候呢，你慢慢就往高山去走了。
If you go east to closer to the Jordan River, you go up high and high in the mountain.
所以呢，以色列的天气很有趣的。
So the weather in Israel is very interesting.
这是海风从地中海里面吹过来的时候呢。
So the wind coming from the Mediterranean Sea would come from the west.
那么它会带给这个地很多的雨水。
So it brings about a lot of moisture to the land.
所以呢，这个是一个天然的 sprinkling system.
So this is a natural sprinkling system.
不用我好像我们去。浇水一样，这么辛苦的。
So you don't need to water, it's actually which is a lot of work.
但是呢，当这个空气遇到这个山往高山去的时候呢
，When the air rises because it encounters the mountains,
所有水分呢都变成雨下在四边。
So all the moisture will turn into rain and then fall down.
所以呢，过了约旦河以后呢，就好像一个沙漠一样。
So once you go beyond the Jordan River, it's almost like a desert.
所以你知道，当亚伯拉罕给罗德先去选的时候呢，是很慷慨的一个做法。
So Abraham allows a lot to choose first is a
很 generous.
It's actually a very generous offer.
因为你不知道罗德是怎么选的。
Because you don't know how life's going to choose.
如果他真的把这些平地、这些好的、很多雨水的地方全都选了以后，那么你生下来就是这个山地。
So if he does choose the all the fertile soil, what's left over is just a mountainous land.
但是亚伯拉罕他愿意付出这个代价。
But Abraham was willing to pay that price.
因为他看重他跟他罗德这个骨肉的关系。
Because he valued the fleshly relationship between him and that lot.
你愿意为你人际的关系是付什么的代价呢
？Are you willing to pay that? What kind of price are you willing to pay for the human relationship?
圣经形容呢，夫妻的关系呢是二人同为一体。
The scripture describes the relationship between husband and wife is two shall become one.
亚当曾经形容夏娃呢，她是他骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Adam had once described Eve as you are my flesh, bone of my bone.
教会的弟兄姊妹呢，也是一个身体的关系。
The brothers and sisters within the church is also a bodily relationship.
新约圣经提醒我们，我们是同为肢体的。
The New Testament reminds us that we are a part of one body.
我们愿不愿意为这些关系的时候去牺牲呢？
Are we willing because of this relationship to sacrifice?
在以弗所书第四章的时候呢，保罗提醒我们。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, Paul reminds us that.
他说凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，切力保守圣灵所赐的合一为一的心。
Be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
在这一段圣经里面提醒我们，就是神看合一的是很重要的。
In this scripture, it reminds us that God sees unity as very important.
还有他用就是希望我们尽我们所有的力量去保守这个合一。
And also it teaches us to do whatever we can to keep this peace.
那么就是说这一件事情不是一件容易的事情。
So that is to say, this is not something easy.
在特别在教会里面，人与人之间有冲突是不可避免的。
So it's unavoidable to have conflicts within the church.
所以神希望我们用爱心去宽容别人。
So God wants us to use love to actually bear one another.
就是当人家去得罪你的时候，你还是宽容他。
So let's say if someone had some gripe, have something against you, you still go forward and then forgive them.
当你用宽容去待人的时候，你有什么结果呢？
What consequence do you get when you actually treat other people with meekness?
不代表呢，这个别人呢会待，也会用宽容去待你啊。
It does not necessarily mean that someone else would pay you back with meekness.
你这个你就可以从罗德的反应你看出来了。
You can see that from Lot's reaction.
十到十一节里面呢，讲到罗德举目看见约旦河的平原。
In verse 10, and it talks about Lot looked up and saw the whole plain of Jordan was the whole plain of Jordan.
就是好像呢，从前伊甸园一样，耶和华的院子一样，好像呢他在埃及见过一样的好的。
It was well watered like the garden of Garden of Eden, like the land of Egypt.
所以呢，他把几个地方都选了。
So he selected that land.
没有留下给亚伯兰。
Did not leave anything for Abraham.
我们知道他没有留下给亚伯兰的原因，因为你看十八节的时候，亚伯兰最后是住在希伯伦。
The reason why we see that is in verse 18 we see that Abraham moved to near the great trees of Mamre of Hebron.
希伯伦呢是在山上的一个城。
Hebron is actually a city on the hill.
所以你知道他好的地方他都选了。
So you see that Lot had chosen the good land.
没有留下给亚伯兰。
Did not leave anything for Abraham.
那么你听到这里呢，你可能问牧师。
So at this time, you would might ask the pastor, your pastor.
那么你告诉我的方法真是一个很笨的方法。
The method you tell us is actually a very dumb one.
你说什么以柔制刚？
What kind of method are you talking about using the meekness to treat the stubborn?
其实就好像门前的一个地毯一样。
So it's almost like a doormat.
就是人家要怎么谴责你都可以。
So you can be treaded on any way your people want.
这个可能也是亚伯兰的仆人的赏罚。
Perhaps it's also something that Abraham's servant would consider.
他们这么辛苦为他的主人去争，最后他的主人上手给最好的地方给他的侄儿罗德。
So they were fighting for their master, Abram, but then Abram turned around and actually gave the best to Lot.
这个是不是一个很笨的方法呢?
Isn't it a dumb way to do this?
是的。
Yes, it is.
如果这个世界上面没有神的话。
If there is no God on this land.
但是如果神是真的存在的时候呢,那么这个就不是一个笨的方法。
If God does indeed exist, that is not a dumb way.
因为神会赐福这些温柔的人。
Because God would actually bless those who are meek.
因为他自己是一个温柔的神。
Because he himself is a God of meekness.
神会保护这些温柔的人。
God will protect those who are meek.
这个你就在十四节里面你就看见了。
In verse 14, you'll see that.
当所有人都离开亚伯兰的时候呢，就剩下亚伯兰在这个地方。
After everyone left Abraham, he was all by himself.
那么耶和华就向他显现了。
And the Jehovah revealed himself to him.
十四节说，你从你所在的地方举目向东西南北观看。
In verse 14 says, lift up your eyes from where you are and look north and south, east and west.
凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。
All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever.
当亚伯兰把原本属于他的地的权送给罗德的时候
，When Abraham take whatever originally what is rightfully belong to him, give it to Lot.
神是很喜欢。
God is very, very was pleased with that.
马上就向他显现。
So he revealed himself immediately to him.
保证只是这个地，只是永远是属于你的。
To tell him that actually this land is forever belong to you.
邀请他往四个方向去看。
Invite him to look at the four directions,
包括罗德要去的地方
including the land that the Lot was going to go,
是属于你的
it belongs to him.
不单只是这样子
not only so,
在十六节里面，神把他的计划进一步告诉亚伯拉罕
and also in verse 16, and even review his plan even more to Abraham.
从前神只是告诉他你会有一个大的国家。
And in the past, God told him you're going to be part of a great nation.
但是现在神告诉他你将来的你的子孙会好像尘土这么多。
And God would even tell him your offspring will be like the dust of the earth.
你知道这一个应许呢对一个七八十岁的人都没有自己的孩子的。人呢是一个很大的一个祝福。
So you see that this is a great blessing for someone who's 70, 80 years old who doesn't even have any children.
最后在十七节的时候呢，神就告诉他。
In verse 17, God told him,
你起来纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
Go walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you.
你知道这句话好像我们买房子的 final walk through 一样。
So it's almost like when we purchase a house, it's a final walk through.
就是呢，神说你去走走去看呢，去看看每一个地方啊，这个都是你的。
And God told him, go look and all check this all the whole place out. This is yours.
这一个在神的眼里面呢，已经是一个完成的，好像一个完成的交易一样的。
The Lord is already a complete done deal.
所以你看到神是怎么祝福赏赐这些温柔的人。
You see, God, this is how God blessed those who are meek.
亚伯拉罕的信心让他看见神的应许，这好像一个事实一样。
For Abraham to see the promise of God is almost like a reality.
所以下一次当你遇到冲突的时候，你会怎么面对呢
？So how are you going to react to conflicts next time you encounter one？
你会像罗德拣职，还是你会像亚伯拉罕一样呢？
Are you going to react like Lot or are you going to react like Abram?
我想呢，我们大部分人呢，其实的反应都好像罗德一样。
I would venture to guess that most of us will react like Lot.
因为罗德的反应呢，是人的本性的一个反应。
Because Lot was reacting according to human nature.
我们都觉得我们自己就是世界的中心。
We all treat that we are the center of the world.
我们都觉得我们的权益是最重要的一件事情。
We all see that our right is the most important thing.
我们不管别人的损失。
We don't care about the loss of others.
但是如果但是你看见罗德其实他没有得到神的祝福。
You see that Lot really did not receive God's blessing.
但是如果我们想来想去呢，我们的确是像亚伯拉罕呢。
If after thoroughly consider deliberation that you almost want to be like Abraham,
你发觉你的确在这个冲突里面呢，你是这个受害人。
You almost might feel that you are the victim from this conflict.
我想鼓励你，就是你不要灰心了。
I will encourage not to lose heart.
你反而要高兴。
Instead, you should rejoice.
因为你看，这个是你进步的一个机会。
This is a chance for you to move forward, become an advance.
神希望我们好像亚伯拉罕一样，可以用温柔对待别人。
And God wants us to be like Abraham and use meekness to treat others.
甚至我们面对这些恶人的时候，我们也用我们的温柔去面对他们。
Even when we encounter the evil ones, then we also use meekness to treat them.
我们不需要等到这个对方呢变成一个温柔的人呢，你才用温柔去对待他。
We don't have to wait till the others become meek so that you treat them with meekness.
好像一个丈夫，你不需要等到你的妻子去顺服他，你才爱他。
So just like a husband, you don't have to wait till your wife to obey you to love her.
好像一个太太，你不需要等到你的丈夫爱她才去顺服她一样。
Just like for a wife, you don't have to wait till your husband to love you to obey him.
能够做到一个以温柔待人的人呢，其实有两个条件。
There are two conditions in order to become someone who can treat others with meekness.
第一，你就必须要有神的生命在你里面。
So, number one, you have to have a life of God within you.
你知道温柔是神的本性。
And you see that meekness is one of the characters of God.
唯有我们好有主耶稣在我们的心里面，我们才可以与基督的心为心。
It wasn't until that we have Jesus Christ in us that we can have his heart as our heart.
唯有当圣灵去感动我们让我们去帮助我们，我们才有这个能力用温柔去待人。
We need to have the Holy Spirit to help us so that we canhave the meekness to treat others.
好像在腓立比书第四章第二章第三到第五节里面说。
Just like in what's described in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
在这边说，凡事不可借祷，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility considers other better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
唯有有神的生命在我们里面，我们才有这个。可能与基督耶稣的心为心。
It's not until that we have the life of Christ that so that we can have the heart of Jesus Christ as our heart.
第二个条件呢，就是我们必须相信神的应许。
And the second one is that we must believe God's promise.
耶稣曾经简直说
And Jesus once taught, said this.
他说温柔的人有福了。
He said, blessed are the meek.
因为他们必承受地土。
Because for they shall inherit the earth.
我从前念到这句话的时候呢 我常常怀疑怎么可能一个温柔的人到处让别人的人呢 有机会去承受地土呢
How can someone who also always give way to others would be able to inherit the earth?
他所有的地图岂不是会给别人占了吗
Everything, all the land that he has would be taken over by others.
但是神应许这些人
But God promised for these people.
这些人会承受地图的。
For they will inherit the earth.
因为神会称职的赏赐这些人。
Because the God would personally would bless these people.
神会为这些人去争回他们的地图的。
And God would actually fight and actually regain the land for these people.
还有神所赐给他们的福是一个丰盛的福赐。
And also the blessings that God gave him is an abundant one.
好像神赐福给亚伯兰一样。
Just like God blessed Abraham.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hands pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你给你的生命给我们每一个神的儿女。
Because you have given our life to every single children of God.
你知道我们可以把你的温柔活在我们的生命当中。
So that we can live out your meekness in our life.
我们为他我们。人与人之间的关系交在主手里面。
We lift up our relations, human relationship into your hand.
我们愿意好像亚伯拉罕一样有这个温柔去待人。
We're willing to be like Abraham to have this meekness.
求主给我们力量。
We ask you to give us strength.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.